Last month, the unemployment rate in Canada fell to 8.2%. That's the lowest it's been since the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020. That national number will likely rise this month as variants of concern are causing some provinces to go back into another lockdown. Here in Newfoundland and Labrador, the unemployment rate is higher than anywhere else in the country at over 15%. And that got us thinking. A lot of our listeners might be looking for work. Marion Bernard is the one and only, or she's one of a handful of certified professional resume writers in the country, and only one of five certified employment interview coaches in Canada. We've reached her in Ontario for some very valuable tips on how to make your resume stand out and how to nail that job interview. Good morning, Ms. Bernard.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fabulous. Thank you so much for getting up early and joining the show. I guess my first question is, have you seen an increase in people using your services?
Oh, yes. Despite COVID and the new normal that descended upon the entire world back in March of 2020, my client activity went up nearly 10% in 2020 compared with that of 2019. Now, interestingly, more and more job seekers are seeking out bona fide resume writing professionals like myself because they want to increase their chances of being seriously considered for that next plum opportunity.
So what are the most common mistakes that you see on resumes?
Oh, I could spend an hour talking about that alone. Seriously, though, let me share with you three common mistakes that job seekers make on their resume. One, submitting a general one-size-fits-all resume that they believe that they can use for any job, anywhere, anytime. Not a good idea these days, because hiring decision makers will devote maybe 7 seconds towards skimming a resume. If they can't determine A, the actual job title that the job seeker would like to apply for, and B, if they can't determine what positively sets the job seeker apart from dozens or even hundreds of other eligible applicants, then a resume missing even one of those features is destined for the no pile. The second common mistake is using beyond boring cliches on a resume. Hiring decision makers are guaranteed to roll their eyes when a job seeker describes themselves as a self-motivated and results-driven team player who works well independently and has solid interpersonal communication skills. Not happening.
That's old news. We don't say that anymore.
No. Finally, listing duties and responsibilities only. Now, in the careers community, we refer to the duties and responsibilities resumes as job search obituaries. You can appreciate that's not a pretty picture at all.
No, ma'am.
Amazingly, the vast majority of hiring decision makers care very little about duties and responsibilities. Although they still have their place on a resume, I joke around that duties and responsibilities have been relegated to either back seat of the car or even inside the trunk of the car status. Now, the three items that I just talked about, they may have worked back in the 1970s, but not anymore, I'm afraid.
Wow. So we've got to be way more savvy. Okay, what's your number one tip for making a resume stand out above and beyond all the others?
Illustrate actual examples, complete, if you can do this, with numbers, dollars, percentages of how you made a positive difference on the job. I tell each and every single one of my clients, and quite a few of them are listening to this program right now, every single organization, be it government, academia, not-for-profit, for-profit, I joke around, every single one of them listens to that American radio station, WIIFM. In other words, what's in it for me, the company? Employers want to see concrete evidence of relevant success stories.
So let's say the resume is great. Okay, we've got that behind us. And now you've landed an interview. It would likely be online, I guess, now. What are the biggest mistakes that people are doing in online interviews?
Not testing the meeting technology and equipment in advance and showing up late as a result. Case in point, a few months back, I hosted a Zoom meeting, and one of the meeting attendees arrived 20 minutes late because he didn't familiarize himself with the technology in advance, even though I diplomatically advised him a few days prior that this would be a good idea. as a result, our meeting, which had a time limit, ended up with numerous items outstanding. You can appreciate we were not pleased about that.
Oh, that's right. That's a great tip. But I mean, I guess a lot of them are virtual these days. Is that making it harder for employers to choose the right candidate, do you think?
It depends, realistically. Now, a lot of interviewers have found that applicants, one of the things that applicants have to keep in mind is that with video interviewing, that applicants sometimes rank worse across all measures. Whereas you used to have face-to-face interactions, then the interviewers would rank somebody as experienced and intelligent. Now, with video, sometimes you might see individuals get ranked as unprepared and unenthusiastic. You want to make sure, before I came on the call, for example, I wanted to make sure my phone was working, my headset was working, my computer equipment, because I'm referencing some information through my computer as I'm speaking with you. I wanted to make sure that everything was working so that I'm able to deliver this information to you. At the same time, I want to make sure that what I'm saying is captivating the audience as well. So I'm conscientiously building that momentum of enthusiasm in my voice.
And you know what? It really comes through. Marion Bernard, thank you so much for having all your ducks in a row to chat with us this morning.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Fantastic. Just a little bit of information there from one of a handful of certified professional resume writers in Canada. And Marion Bernard is also one in five certified employment interview coaches. Some fantastic pointers and tips there. Thanks again.